Mr. Aggie back here. Colin. Colin, you've had a broken heart. But you've gone hard after God in healing. You've grabbed hold of him and said, I will not let you go until you bless me. And there's a limp, but he's changing your name. He's changing your name. You've been broken, maybe abused, let down, brokenhearted, but he's changing your name. There's a new nation ahead for you. And I just got a sense as I was laying my hands on you earlier that those broken places, there's going to be a scar, but all that's going to be is a reminder of how much he's healed you. And there's victory ahead.
Good morning. I have to see Abel. Havel. That is a great name. We'll have to talk about that later. Anyway, this is actually last night when I was looking at, I was just looking across the room and I was looking at you. And anyway, I really felt that you have a ministry anointing. You have a very powerful ministry in your life, anointing in your life, that you're just this great warrior that strikes fear in the heart of the enemy, the enemies of darkness, or the enemies in darkness. But anyway, I'd like to challenge you to go back and encourage you to accept a new position in ministry, to be an armor bearer for the man of God. That anything he needs, everything he needs, try to just be there for him all the time. Go back and read the relationship between Elisha and Elijah, you know, and the power that was passed, the mantle that was passed from Elijah to Elisha and all that, because they're just going to be incredible, great things. I mean, you just have an incredibly powerful ministry in your life. I also sense you have a great deal of humility, too. Maybe that's why God could trust you with it. But anyway, I just really sense that that's really, really strong in your life. When I look at it, I go, wow, whoa. You know, it kind of scared me a little bit. But anyway, it was just really, really, it was really, really cool. And the only other thing that I have for anyone that would receive it is, I don't know, and if you have a word for me, I'd love to hear it. If you have an impression for me, I would love to hear it. I don't know if it's my spirit or my flesh that's uncomfortable with labels, but we're all designed to hear from God. And the Bible actually says that when God gives us something to share and we don't share it, it's the same thing as stealing from that person. So for me, forever, I just waited for a confirmation because I was always scared of putting words in the mouth of God, you know, and that really bothered me, that really concerned me. But let me tell you about just real quickly about Wednesday night. Wednesday night, I was working in Oklahoma. I visited a little church called the Center of Restoration. And mainly it's drug addicts, alcoholics, and people that are trying to stay out of jail. And matter of fact, most of them have to be there to have the pastor sign their sheet at the end of service so that they don't go back to jail. That's part of their restoration. So anyway, and they're all looking at their watches or their phones because, I mean, 45 minutes, only 45-minute long service, and it's just killing them. 45 minutes might as well be 3 days, you know. And so anyway, and the pastors there are good friends of mine. And I sit through step number 8, you know, that they were doing that particular evening. And at the very end, the pastor's wife, she says, this is our good friend Greg, and I really feel like he has a word to share from us from the Lord. And I wasn't prepared to, but I really felt really strong in the presence of God. And I spoke for a long time, but I only remember the very first words I said. He said, you know, that the key to unlocking your door is dancing your way out of the ditches and singing your way out of the slumps. And then I went on to say all these other things that I don't have a clue what I'm talking about, but it just comes, you know. Well, these people that generally look at their watch, I mean, then it just blew up. God's spirit just, you know, people are laying all over the place. People are being filled for the first time. It's just absolutely incredible. And when I left, I was the first one to leave at 10 o'clock. It started at 7. And normally 45 minutes is all that they can take. So I say that to say this. If you're holding back what it is that God is giving you to share with someone, you're holding back the very key that's unlocking their heart and pouring out all that stuff that doesn't belong there and pouring in all that stuff that does. Amen? All right.
I'm going to tag team with that. The Lord reminded me of a dream, and I didn't know when I would share this today, but it goes with that. And in the dream, I was observing, and there were just groups of people. It was very, very peaceful. And this one particular group just walked in this place, and they wanted gifts from the Lord. And I'm going to start. I'm not a real emotional person, but sometimes the Spirit of God just grips me in my deepest part. And in the dream, all they did was raise their hands, say, God, I want it. Whatever it is, I want it. And then this particular, it was a, because there were several parts of the dream, this was a prophetic. And that's all it was. Ask. Just ask. Go into the Old Testament. I love the story of the talking donkey. Any old donkey will do. You know, just ask. There's nothing special about us. We are the body of Christ. And God releases his gifts to the body of Christ. Whatever God has put in you, in the moment, for the ministry, step out and risk. Step out and risk. Step out and risk. Don't let fear hold you back. God's a big enough God. You know, nobody gets it right 100%. It's okay. God's well able. He's well able. Gentleman in the blue, what's your name? He had to look. It is early. He's maybe not had his coffee. Is it Kirk? Kirk, I just sense from the Lord. Wow, that's a bright light. I sense from the Lord an encouragement to stay the course, stay the course, stay the course. I don't know in the natural, if this is the natural or the spiritual, but I see construction over you. And that you've been asking the Lord, you know, I've got all this stuff in me. Is this supposed to be what the direction I'm going? It doesn't seem like I'm doing enough. And I sense the Lord saying, do the last thing I told you to do. My favor is on you. My blessing is on you. I feel like there's been a lot of resistance and it's wearying. It is wearying. Former English teacher. I can't find my word, but anyway, tiresome. Thank you, sweetheart. And the Lord wants to encourage and strengthen you. Stay the course, stay the course, stay the course. Okay. Can we just lay hands, pray for him? Father, I pray for Kirk and I thank you, Lord, that you are never done. The dreams you have placed in him, even as a young man, you say yes and amen, yes and amen, yes and amen. You are not disqualified. You are not disqualified. Set your face toward me, says the Lord. Let me refresh. Let me renew. Stay the course. Stay the course. I've heard every word. I'm sensing the Lord saying, I have heard every word, Kirk. I have heard every word. Thank you, Lord. Favor, favor, favor on this man. Favor on this man. Favor in his business connections. I pray forth a springing forth of prosperity. I break off the walls that have come around you in business. I break them off in Jesus' name. And we call forth the full blessings of God that you will pour out. You will be a thoroughfare of God's blessings to those around you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessings, blessings. Oh, wow, faithful heart.
Well, Kurt, looks like the Lord double word for you today. Because as I was praying for you and Jan earlier, I'm going to, again, piggyback what she said. When I was praying for you, and then she was praying for you just now, she was talking about the breaking off. To be broken off. When I was praying for you earlier, when you and Jan were standing up, I saw when I laid hands on you, the Lord was doing this. He was melting it away. All these things that have been on you is just dropping to the ground and falling away. So be encouraged. And I know personally what y'all are going through. Jan, you shared a little bit with me. It's going to transform you too. For his glory, don't give up, because he's got you, and he's going to use you. He's turning it around, and you'll be able to look glance back on it and say, we made it through. Now look what's ahead of us. So much glory. Glory as you're going through it. More glory when you come out of it. Okay? Amen.
Tell me your name.
Selah.
Are you guys related? No? Okay. You're good friends. Good friends is good. Friends are good. I just kept seeing like a spotlight on you. Like every time I would look over here, it was like the Lord would go, that one, that one, that one. You have a significant call. And the Lord doesn't tell you that to put pressure on you. He tells you that to call it out of you. Say, this is who you are. So as you grow and as you make decisions, just remember. It's like, do you remember The Lion King? Okay, my favorite scene is when Simba is talking to his dad, you know, and his dad says, remember who you are. And so he's not telling Simba what to do. He's reminding him, this is who you are. This is who you are. And that changes everything. The Lord has a call on you, and it's strong, and it's prophetic, and it's world-changing. I saw nations. So I'm calling it out of you. You're a leader. And a world changer. Remember who you are.
Sean. Yeah, you. I just glanced over here, and I just take this before the Lord for what it's worth. I just submit this to you. I just heard bold as a lion. And perhaps you don't see yourself as that. But I believe the Lord wants to impart to you, my friend, a boldness that comes from knowing who you are in Christ, that comes from knowing who Christ has called you to love and to minister to. And you may sometimes have a tendency to sell yourself short, disqualify yourself, do the comparison game. Whenever we compare ourselves to others, we always get the short end of the stick. We never compare ourselves to others and go, boy, I'm so much better. We usually do it the other way around. But the Lord wants you to know He doesn't compare you to anybody. He loves you just for who you are. And He's at home in you. And He wants you to go to a deeper place of trusting Him. The Lord wants you to know He can be trusted. Trust me, says the Lord. Don't be afraid. Lord, I thank you for my brother. I thank you for the journey that he's on. I thank you, God, that as with all of us, the enemy has tried to steal and kill and destroy the good and wonderful and beautiful things in us to keep us from reflecting Jesus. And yet Sean has tenaciously pressed into you in those unseen, quiet places. You hear the cry of his heart. And so I ask, Lion of Judah, would you rise up in my brother? Would you give him a supernatural boldness to speak truth? Sean, you see things. I believe the Lord may have even given you a gift of discernment. You see into the unseen places, and perhaps you don't know what to do with those things sometimes, and you may just kind of discount them. But the Lord wants to give you a boldness to release those living words. So, Father, thank you for my brother. Thank you for who you've made him to be. Thank you that he is the apple of your eye. Thank you, Lord, that when you look at Sean, that he just takes your breath away, that you are overwhelmed with love and affection for your beloved son. Bless him. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. I have something similar that he was just saying for you, that the Lord just like, my heart started racing when I started hearing him say trust. And yeah, it's for you. And this is what I hear the Lord saying is you're kind of having this ongoing conversation with the Lord, just kind of saying, you know, what is this? What is this all about? Are you really here with me? Are you really talking to me? Do you really see me? And he says, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. I hear you and I see you. And he's saying the same thing. Just trust. Just trust. The verse, I love this. This is my life verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Not everything is going to always make sense to us, but he knows. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. So the things that you wrestle with and struggle with and question, and you're like, okay, is this emotionalism? Is this God? give me an answer, something clear. Like, you want truth. You want real. And you want tangible. That's how I'm feeling. And God says, just trust me. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show myself real. And he's going to answer the questions that you have. And I feel like God wanted you to hear that today, okay? I have two others really quick, and they're really similar. Brian, I feel like the Lord was saying to me that you are a man among young men. You have a father anointing, and he's going to pull you up and out and up and out and up and out and up in front. And there's going to be things that he's going to ask you to give up or to sacrifice that you think, why? And you're going to see others around you and, but I'm just, you know, I'm still a teenager. I'm a young adult. Why? Why give up that, God? Because he wants to give you something even greater. And he's going to do some testing and some shifting in you because of the lead position he's going to continue to put you in. And there's a similar anointing. I don't know if I've ever had this before. Similar between you and Jason. I don't know if I've ever had a word for Jason before. I don't remember, but it was a beautiful picture of this fathering. I know that Jason, as a young man, the Lord kept pulling him in front and giving him this anointing for his peers, for his friends, that he was a leader constantly, even to older men in his life. He was a leader and still is. And the Lord is just saying that same fathering anointing, and you're going to see a huge harvest. And I don't know if it's like a youth pastor or a minister kind of harvest, or if it's in the business field, just like a bold witness and testimony. I don't know where it is, but I feel the same type of brotherhood, manhood, that you are going to be someone that young and old men are going to be drawn to the anointing that's in your life. And Jason, I saw the same thing is we have, I don't know how many times this week we've rejoiced in the Lord and said, wow, in 1 year, this is almost triple. And God said to me today, this is just a grain of sand compared. And he wants to commend you for planting seeds like that in young and old. And he says you have a father anointing. And the struggles that you've had to walk through all of this journey before me and through us together, all these struggles, these things that you've encountered in ministry has been so that you can give that added compassion and grace and understanding and wisdom to those coming for you for guidance and counsel. And so it's all for his glory, even in the struggling, even in our journey when we have those things. You know, there's so many references in the Bible that as different individuals are struggling, when you give praise to God, when you glorify him through that, he shows himself so strong. And I just feel like, I feel similar between the two of you that just what you're seeing now that overwhelms us at times when we're like, man, God, this is so incredible. It's just a grain of sand in like a ocean bed. I mean, it's just to what's to come. It's just beautiful. And I'm so excited to see that and be a part of that. And so, Brian and Jason, I just want to encourage you both that let that father anointing just fall on you and embrace it and rejoice even in the struggle, because it's all for him, because of the greater things he's entrusting you both with. So, amen.
Okay, Jim, is it Pamela? Hi. Last night the Lord showed me you, and I've been kind of observing and watching and asking the Lord, what do you want me to share with you since last night? And I see you're going deeper. He sees you, he says. He has not forgotten you. He hasn't forgotten you. He's right there with you. And his word says, as you draw closer to me, I'll draw closer to you. And that's what you're doing. So he's ready to move in a powerful way in your life. But what he told me, he said to me, is that go deeper. Go deeper. And what he showed me was, and this is kind of cute, what he showed me is when you were a little boy, did you used to love to jump off the diving board? Did you ever jump off the diving board and do big splashes and go want to swim? That's what he wants you to do in his presence. Go deeper in the presence of his Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid, he says. Don't be afraid. He says, I'm going to take you to places that you have never expected. He says, expect these things, even more so when I show you, ask for more. Ask for more. But he said, keep swimming. And he says, I've got you. He says, not to worry, because these things that you're going through is for my glory. And then he says, I'm pleased with you. I am so pleased with you, my son. And he's so pleased to call you son. Okay. And Pamela, you're steadfast next to him. I see that. When he jumps in, follow him. Follow him. And you two experience this together. And you don't be afraid. A lot of times, sometimes we're a little scared of the things we don't quite understand. But he says, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge me. He's going to direct you exactly which way to go, and just follow. He's the leader. You follow Jesus, and he will lead you. Okay? And get ready. It's going to be awesome. Okay? So I can't wait to see y'all during camp and then next year during the leaders, so you can share with me what the Lord's been doing as you've been swimming. Okay? Amen.
I just have a couple things. Ma'am, right here. I'm sorry, you don't have a name tag on. I know I had to get a new one today. I threw mine away by accident. What's your name? Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Barbara, I saw an administrative gifting over you. I don't know what you do in the professional world, but I also see that you've been discouraged. And the Lord says, my daughter, you are faithful. You've been faithful to me. Administrative gifting is vital in the physical world around us, in the spiritual world, the world of the church. And I sense, and I hope I'm not uncovering anything, there's been some comparison, but God, this is all I can do. Is this it? And God says, my daughter, what I do through you is powerful. You are an important part of the body of Christ. It is a powerful gifting, the administrative gifting. And although you don't see yourself perhaps this way, there's also a gift of encouragement within you, that in a one-on-one, there's a tentativeness with you, but in a one-on-one, the Lord speaks words of life through you. So, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done, good and faithful servant. Well done, good and faithful servant. And there's more to come. Lord, I just pray blessings over her. Blessings, blessings, blessings for the woman who has served for years, who has served faithfully for years in the quiet places. Renew, refresh her, God. Renew and refresh, renew and refresh. And the Lord is opening up places where you will step into training roles. You will be stepping forward into training roles. And in that training, you will breathe life and encouragement and hope and direction, and you will be equipping, equipping, equipping. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pour out refreshment, a season of refreshment and renewal. God is bringing you into a season of refreshment and renewal. You've said, God, my bones are dry. And he says, my daughter, I hear you. I hear you. Come away and sit next to the quiet waters with me. Let me refresh. Amen. Well, you're quite a gem. just two other quick. Do we have time? Do we need what? That's your mama. Oh, hi, mama. You raised a good one. I'm a transplanted Texan. Gooden is not in my vocabulary typically. Just a couple others. This gentleman with the hat. But I'll wait. He's chatting. No, y'all finish. I'm good. It's Jacob. Yeah, talk amongst yourself a moment. Jacob, when I looked at you, the Lord said, steady. He is a steady, even spirit. And there are people who come to you because there's just this constant grace, evenness about you. And in that, I see young men coming to you, and you are, we've had a number of words about the father figure, but you are reflecting the father figure as God intends it to be. There is a steadiness in you. There is a favor on you. And just a little gentle caution. God says, don't worry about the, gosh, am I charismatic enough to be up doing whatever? You know what? God has made you just who you are supposed to be. And how God uses you is vital. It is crucial. He's created you just as you are. And he uses you, that willing heart. And I see older gentlemen also in the season, and this may already be in place, coming to you. There's a gift of wisdom. And I think you probably, I don't know if you know that or not, but I see wisdom over you. And that others come to you. That's part of that steady. He listens well. And then God gives wisdom. So I see a greater responsibility within the church body. I don't know if you do church full-time or not, but I think it's also translated into the job world. There is an elevation coming, and God will use you. I see one-on-one relationships, truth and life. So Lord, bless you. Bless the work of your hands.
Yeah, Jacob, I totally agree with what Mary Kate was just saying. And in that steadiness, I think perhaps sometimes you cry out for more of God or wish you had different experiences, or maybe you question, you know, your experience or what you're going through. And the Lord just wants you to know that he really loves who you are, and he loves how he interacts with you and how you interact with him. That is more than enough for the Lord. So don't sell yourself short there, my friend. The Lord loves who you are, and he just wants you to be comfortable in your own skin and to just love who God made you to be. Okay?
Sorry, I was just asking him, do you play guitar? I see you kind of worshiping in the quiet places with the Lord. And he's just got a big smile. It's like, I love when he just comes before me and worships. It just blesses me. You want to pray?
Sure. Father, thank you for this man of peace. Thank you for the divine wisdom that you put in, according to James, the wisdom which is pure and peaceable and gentle and reasonable, full of mercy and good fruit. Lord, I pray that you would increase this gift of wisdom in him. And Jacob, you have this ability to impart wisdom with great gentleness and love. You can be really smart and wise, but if it's not communicated in a package of love, it's really hard for people to receive. And the Lord has graced you with this ability to impart wisdom and offer advice and counsel in a way that people really feel loved. That is Jesus speaking to you and through you, and we bless that. Thank you, Lord, for Jacob. Thank you for this man. Just pray your blessings over him and his wife, Father, that you would just hide them under the shadow of your wing. Lord, this coming year, may they just experience deeper places of intimacy with you. And as Jacob plays his guitar and just offers these simple songs of worship to you, oh God, remind him that that is just a beautiful thing in your eyes, a sweet fragrance that goes before him, Lord, goes before you. Bless my brother. In Jesus' name. Amen. One real quick one. Jonathan, are you a Jonathan back there by the exit door? Yeah. I just kind of caught my eye, and sometimes, like I said, sometimes the Holy Spirit will just kind of highlight somebody. See a little highlight over you. And that's the highlight of your sound. I just saw you on a hill, and I'm a real visual guy, Jonathan, and I just saw you on a hill, and you were wielding a great sword. And the sword was magnificent, and obviously the sword is the word of God, and it was just awesome sword, and it was silver, and it was reflecting the sky, and the wind was in your face, and there was just such a picture of victory. And I just heard mighty man of valor. I don't even know what the word valor means, but it's a really good word. So look it up, maybe check it out, but that's a really good word. Mighty man of valor. And the Lord just wants to affirm that. And I don't know if you're a teacher, if you like to teach the word, but wielding the word of God, I just pray, Lord, that this coming year you would impart to my brother Jonathan fresh, living words that he would be able to wield with great skill and compassion, and that your living word would flow to him and through him, God. Bless this teaching gift, and may he stand with great authority in you. I pray, Father, that that picture of him up on a hill wielding that sword, may he be a mighty trophy in your hand, Lord, that you can hold up and say, "See my son, Jonathan." You've received, I believe you've received some freedom in areas, Jonathan, and the Lord wants to just remind you that once you get freedom in an area, you have authority in that area to impart freedom to others by the power of the Holy Spirit in you. So whatever that is, I just pray, God, that you would release places of ministry where Jonathan can step out boldly, wielding the word of God, releasing freedom. The Lord says you are a freedom fighter, a mighty man of valor. Thank you, Lord, for my brother. Thank you for what a gift he is to the body of Christ. In Jesus' name.
Jonathan, valor means worth, worthiness, bravery. Means strength of mind or spirit that enables a person to encounter danger with firmness, personal bravery. That's so cool.
One of the beautiful things about prophetic is if you want that, grab that. I love to do that. Right back here at the computer. Pretty redhead. I'm partial to redheads. I have a couple in my house, so I'm partial to redheads. I had a picture of you dancing. And you were uninhibited. It was just sheer delight and joy. And what I felt was the Lord's delight and joy was that when it's no holds barred, when it is just fully you, he is delighted. And there are some things that you've tucked away because you thought, oh, I can't do that. Something has inhibited you, but he's taken that off. And he says, there's nothing holding you back, honey. There is nothing holding you back. Be fully you. That's who I created you to be, and it's fun, and he delights in you. And your smile delights me, so thank you for smiling at me, because that delights me. And then I have one more. There's some babies. Where's the babies? I love babies. I'm not having any more, but I love them. Okay, so there's a couple babies, and it looks like they're both sleeping, so we're going to let them sleep. You don't ever wake a sleeping baby. But I just sense to pray for these guys. So would you guys join me real quick? Lord, I pray over these children. Children are a blessing from you. And there's a call on these children's lives. I sense significant calling on these kids. And Lord, I pray your protection over them as they grow. I pray discernment for their parents to know the way they should raise up their children. The Bible says to raise up a child in the way he should go. That's to raise him up in the way that God has designed him to go. And Lord, I pray for discernment and wisdom for these parents to raise up these children in the way you have designed them to go. Lord, I call out greatness from these kids. Even at a young age, that they would hear your voice, know your presence, sense your spirit, that they would see things, hear things, know things. Even at 2, 3, 4 years old. Parents, get ready. Your kids are going to prophesy to you. They're going to hear things, and they're going to speak them to you. God, I thank you for these children. I thank you for the generation that they are going to lead. Ooh, pour out your spirit on these babies right now as they sleep. Right now as they sleep. And as a mama, I speak good sleep over these households. Peace. All night sleep. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Don't clap. Don't clap. You'll wake them up.
I don't know how much time we have. All right. Awesome. Isn't God good? Let's give him a hand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.